You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Economic sanctions, but President Obama says Iran must agree to inspections. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Get incredible deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, the Dario acoustic or Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10, or an Audio-Technica microphone, just $19. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to keep you company on the drive home. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce is precision-engineered to drive hunger clear across the county line. It'll cause an 11-car pileup of herbs and spices in your mouth. With mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. We're late for eating. Better step on it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Greece now appears to be giving in to demands from its creditors, offering concessions hours after the bailout program expired. But European officials are ruling out any deal before Sunday's referendum in Greece on whether to accept budget cuts in exchange for European loans.
This is a close call. The Greek electorate is divided. One cannot say what will happen. If there is a yes vote, the Greek government will have to step down and either elections or a national unity government will be formed.
That was Dimitri Sotiropoulos, professor of political science at the University of Athens. Last night's fire at a black church in South Carolina does not appear to be arson. The fire destroyed a church in Greeleyville that had been a target of the Klan 20 years ago. Federal authorities are looking into a series of fires at black churches in the South, but there's no indication they are related. U.S. stocks are higher in midday trading. The Dow jumped more than 150 points. The S&P has added 15 and the NASDAQ 45. This is USA Headline News.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
NBC is cutting its ties with Apprentice star Donald Trump. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
NBC says it's severing its business relationship with Trump because of his incendiary remarks about immigration. That means no airing of Trump's Miss USA or Miss Universe pageants and no return of The Apprentice, which went on hiatus when Trump launched his presidential campaign. Trump addressed the City Club of Chicago earlier in the day. He didn't talk about NBC's withdrawal, though he anticipated it.
Maybe NBC will pull out. I don't know. You know, because the problem with these public companies, they get a little bit of pressure and they immediately say, oh, gee, we can't be associated with it.
The Spanish language channel Univision severed its ties with Trump last week. Warren Levinson, New York.
And Macy's is also ending its relationship with Trump. The store has carried a line of Donald Trump menswear since 2004. The U.S. Justice Department says in a court filing that transgender students must be allowed to use the restroom that corresponds with their gender identity. The department says failure to do so amounts to sex discrimination under Title IX of the U.S. Education Amendments of 1972. The document is in response to a federal lawsuit filed against a Virginia school board by a 16-year-old transgender student who wants to be allowed to use the boys' restroom. More of Hillary Clinton's emails have been released from when she was Secretary of State. They show advisor Sidney Blumenthal was giving her advice as early as 2009. Former emails released show Blumenthal forwarded intelligence information to Clinton about Libya around the time of the Benghazi attack. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Today is already July 1st, if you can believe it. Oh my gosh, it's 3:07 in the afternoon. We have a great show for you today, both between the 3 and 4 o'clock hour and the 4 to 5. For the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to talk to the relationship manager of the Unity Bank Highland Park office. His name is Walter Deutsch, and he's going to talk about just the charitable operations that they have going on over there. I want to explain a little bit more about that, but I'm going to tell you about the weather if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 85. Isolated showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 62. Mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 82. It's going to be a nice day, and then a slight chance of showers, but mostly cloudy. A low about 61 on Thursday night. Mostly sunny again with a high near 76 on Friday. So I hope if you're going to have that as a holiday, you get to take advantage of it. Mostly cloudy with a low about 62. And then Independence Day, we're going to have partly sunny skies here in the Hunterdon County area with a high around 79. And then partly cloudy with a low about 61. Sounds like a nice day for a party. Sunny again almost all day on Sunday with a high of 83 and a low about 62. And then that continues on Monday. Mostly sunny with a high of 84. And Monday night, low 64. I don't think we could ask for better weather for our holiday weekend. And I hope if you have something planned, you get to enjoy it. So I want to explain something before we get into our conversation here with Walter from Unity Bank. He's actually the relationship manager for the Highland Park office. Unity Bank is very, very heavily supportive of nonprofits and charities and community activities. And that's why we're having Walter on the show today. But as part of our series for the next 15 or so weeks, up until actually October 8th, the first top 15 minutes of the hour from about 3:08 until 3:15 or 3:20, we're going to call out 15 minutes of goodness from Unity Bank. There's an event being held at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. And it's a CEU credits. Continuing credits are given out to the nonprofits in attendance. Unity Bank's a sponsor along with Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR. And we're going to have about 150 nonprofits in the as attendees. And there's going to be a number of different presentations to guide and educate some of the nonprofits. And then also Steve Califer, our Hunterdon resident business owner of Flemington Car and Truck Country, also a chairman of the Somerset Patriots, and a well-known award-winning filmmaker and philanthropist. He's doing the keynote. So if you'd like to find out more information on that, you can get in touch with us here at Chamber Radio. You can go to mariahmedia.com and get in touch, or you can go to njnonprofits.org. So let's continue with our conversation. Walter, are you there on the line?
I sure am. Thank you.
So nice to have you calling in today and going to share with us a little bit of what's going on with Unity Bank over there, and especially because you're very heavily working with the community as a relationship manager there. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been in the Highland Park area now for over 30 years, and 16 of them have been with Unity Bank here. We really attempt to build a community relations base whenever we go into a neighborhood or wherever we go into a town. And part of that is dealing with both the individuals and the not-for-profit service organizations, groups that support the community that we get into. So that's always been my objective, and I started in this business coming out of college and have been at it ever since.
So tell us, so you've been there for 16 years and you're over at the Highland Park office. Can you give us an idea of the geography of Unity Bank overall in the state of New Jersey first?
Sure. If you took a map and looked at the state of New Jersey and took the 2278 corridor across the center of the state, we basically dot both sides of that as far as communities are concerned, from as far west as the Phillipsburg, right along the Pennsylvania border, out to Union County and Union itself on the eastern part. We don't stray more than a few miles north and south. I mean, we do Washington Borough in Warren County, and we have one branch in eastern Pennsylvania also. But we basically look at the ribbon across the middle of the state.
Mm-hmm. And so within that, tell us, you're kind of smack right in the middle, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. I'm the closest to the shore, and I'm closest to Trenton, so...
Perfect. Sounds like a nice place to be. So as far as your day-to-day operations, and tell us about some of the charitable programs that Unity is involved with.
Well, we just finished up a program where we offered and took an opportunity to recognize different categories of not-for-profits, child services, educational services, animal and pet rescue, and we're happy to report that next week we'll be giving $10,000 in checks, $2,500, to four different organizations who were both voted upon by people who bank with us by coming into our branch and through online contact with us. Local here in Highland Park, an organization such as Who Is My Neighbor, which runs summer programs and does a lot of after-school support and education in the public school system. There were various animal rescue groups in five different communities that participated. So it's really been a good kickoff to our charitable program for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, we recently were supportive of the local PBA organization here. They had their fun drive with a big cocktail party that they kicked off. It was rather a little bit of a somber event, I'll tell you, because we are the community from which Anthony Raspa, the state trooper who unfortunately was killed down in Hamilton Township, resided. So another organization that we felt important, as all police enforcement organizations throughout the state of New Jersey and the communities that they look to protect.
Mm-hmm. And with all of the manhunting that's been going on, you know, it brings even more awareness to our own local servicemen and our police officers and those that work 24 hours to protect. So I agree with you. Let me ask you about the, you mentioned something about the 501c3 there a minute ago. Is there a distinction that you want to talk about? Is there a specific type of charity that people should know about, and how would they go about getting in touch with you to learn more about, you know, what
about
you guys
do? About the various
do?
Organizations?
Uh-huh.
The 501c3 lends legitimacy. I don't want to say that other community service organizations are not legitimate,
mm-hmm.
but from a federal tax standpoint, they give the donor and the contributor some confidence. They also give us some IRS benefits, which we'll follow that up with. You need to talk to your accountant about those benefits. But we find it important that those organizations put in the effort to get that recognition,
mm-hmm.
In their communities and by the federal government.
Right.
There's a couple. There's many ways of doing it. Obviously, you can search through the state of New Jersey database as well. But the 501c3 piece is probably most important.
Yeah, and it does definitely bring an awareness. I just wanted to clarify if that was part of like your guidelines or so on for those out there listening, if they have something in mind.
For many of our programs, yes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yes, for many of our programs, a 501c3 is important, especially for those that corporate wishes to put a significant contribution behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I know that you guys are very active, actually, on social media, like you said. So there's actually the physical nonprofits that you work for with, and then there's also those that are just kind of suggested to you by recommendation online. How would someone go about, if they had a nonprofit, they wanted you all to consider them for support, what would they do?
There's two methods. One, obviously, you could contact me or any of the local branches for Unity Bank, and they would be happy to forward up a request based upon their activity and the piece that you do in your community. We obviously would like to have as much information as to the use and purpose of the funds. It would make it much easier for us to make a decision on, and also easier for us to determine what's an appropriate contribution to make.
Mm-hmm.
Those contacts can be done online directly to through unitybank.com to the corporate entity, and it'll be read there. But I really think you want the support of your local branch, your local storefront of Unity Bank to sit there and say, yes, I know this organization. It came to me. Here's what they do. And I really think we should support them at whatever level we can support them at.
Can you give us an idea of some of like a perfect you don't have to name the company name or anything, but say a nonprofit has, you know, the purpose, like you said, of animal and pet rescue. And if they came to you all with some idea of a proposal, what would it look like? What would you guys be looking for? Like you said, I mean, you want to know about the legitimacy, but what kind mm-hmm. of, what do they spend their money on? What is that about?
Well, I'll give an example. There's an organization that we dealt with that does, I don't want to say cancer, it supports the families of cancer victims. It doesn't do cancer research, but it supports those people who cannot, who are making decisions about whether they should pay for food or pay for medications or put gas in their car or get a ride to, say, chemo.
Mm-hmm.
That request would have come through typically with how do you disperse the funds? How do you make judgments where it goes? How often? How wide is your constituency? We also would sit there and possibly say, as you get into larger organizations, how much of this money goes to support your own infrastructure, and how much does it go to support the people you claim to be supportive of?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, those ratings can be found in websites in various locations. But what's more important is knowing that when, say, Unity Bank would give $2,500, $1,000, whatever, to an organization, that we can be confident that's going for the purposes that the organization claims to represent.
Right. Because there are so many requests, and there has to be some type of a filter, I guess. And then also, like you said, you know, how much of it's going to the operational costs of the organization itself versus how much ultimately gets to the good
mm-hmm.
where it's supposed
yeah.
to be. I think it's interesting, and we're going to do a lot of exploration as to nonprofits over the next 15 weeks. And I just wanted to give you a chance if you wanted to name another one or two and give a little bit of public awareness about them, like you did. You said animal and pet, you said child services, but mm-hmm. was there anything on your mind that you want to share for other people to know about in particular?
I will tell you that a few years back, Unity Bank made a commitment to support their local communities through the efforts of the Rotary Clubs in those towns.
Mm, okay.
And I know Hunterdon County has very active Rotary Clubs, particularly Clinton area, New Brunswick, which covers Highland Park, North Brunswick, where I'm a member. And we did that because when we looked at the marketing and the mission statements that that organization put out, it was closest to our values. Unity Bank's two commandments of the four that we have, which I think are important, is always do the right thing and treat everyone with fairness and respect. And we felt Rotary's approach mirrored that commitment to our communities that we had in the not-for-profit world that we were looking to serve. So we, in 14 of our 15 locations, are members of the Rotary Clubs for our towns.
And that's just an interesting point, too, because like you said, maybe if you've got the same missions and you know that you're getting asked all day long for things and you know that the Rotaries are kind of pre-qualifying, I want to say, in a way, right? And
correct.
Yeah, and that way it makes your job a little bit easier to be able to give as much as you can and to know that it's ultimately going to get to the right organizations. And that said, I know even from what you described, there are a lot of emerging souls, those people out there that have a mission and they don't mm-hmm. want to keep a penny. They just want to help, including what you're talking about. We have one charity, 501c3 approved, very, very prominent in Harney County. They're called Helpful Hearts. And they were just a small group of women who wanted to just make sure that the pass-through was 100% and that they were able to do certain things, not in the same exact place of what you're talking about, but as the description, very hands-on helping people who can't help themselves. And there are those charities that take a little time to get that distinction of the 501c3 with the process and so on. But ultimately, when they get a chance and they're able to show that they really are doing 100% for the good, then they kind of, the cream floats to the top, I guess, and then it works for everyone, right?
Correct. And, you know, it really is taking the passion of the organization. And whenever you're putting money behind the mission, you need to do it with a certain amount of passion in your representation. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that board, that organizer, it could be a family of three. What we look for is someone who exhibits the passion and the ability to carry it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The ability, that's a nice point as well to end on here. Was there anything else you wanted to add to our conversation? We're getting ready to go to our half-hour break, and we just want to make sure everybody out there knows you're listening to a conversation on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Walter Deutsch. He is the relationship manager at Unity Bank from the Highland Park office, talking about the charitable activities they do with nonprofits and so on. So here's your chance to end our conversation.
Well, all I can say is, as far as the not-for-profit world and any organization that's seeking funding, it is really about matching the cause with the effective operation. And I think those organizations will be successful whether they're 501c3s or not. And I think organizations should not be afraid to go out and ask for contributions, and ask for more so the contributions, people are willing to put their feet and efforts into it as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it is true, the passion does come through. You can see the genuineness of each of those organizations and what they're representing. And like you said, if they have the ability to carry it out on top of the passion, then that's the perfect fit.
Exactly.
And that's how we feel about Unity Bank, just so you know. We do appreciate all the support you guys do for, we know this is broadcasting out of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Hunterdon County, but streams across the nation, particularly in New Jersey. We have a lot of listeners, and I know they all recognize Unity Bank. And so we just want to make sure everybody knows about the work they're doing behind the scenes to keep communities robust, healthy, and happy. So thank you, Walter. I will hope to have you on the show again. And, take care for the rest of the afternoon. Have a nice holiday weekend.
Thank you. You enjoy the 4th as well.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to our commercial break right now. We're going to be resuming Talented People with a conversation with Ken Kamen. He's our celebrity author. He's the go-to guy on finance, markets, money. And he's going to come on about 3:33 and talk about some of the dangers of tools on the internet. And you might have heard a little bit of a teaser about it last week, but he's going to be calling in live. And I hope you'll stay with us.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The U.S. and Cuba will restore full diplomatic ties. A U.S. embassy is opening in Havana July 20th. President Obama made the announcement from the White House this morning.
The progress that we mark today is yet another demonstration that we don't have to be imprisoned by the past. When something isn't working, we can and will change.
And he says Congress needs to end economic sanctions on Cuba and allow travel there. The nuclear negotiations with Iran continue in Vienna. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks are moving forward.
We are working very, very hard. We have some very difficult issues, but we believe we're making progress.
Negotiators are hoping to clinch an accord curbing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. But President Obama says Iran must agree to inspections. The deadline has been pushed back to July 7th. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Greece now appears to be giving in to demands from its creditors. It is offering concessions hours after the bailout program expired, even though Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says Europe must stop acting in an undemocratic way. But European officials are ruling out any deal before Sunday's referendum in Greece on whether to accept budget cuts in exchange for European loans. Political scientist Dimitri Sotiropoulos at the University of Athens hopes that Greeks vote yes.
The European Union officials will have to make at least a symbolic, if not a material, move to show to the Greeks that they know that Greeks have suffered a lot over the last 5 years.
Meanwhile, there has been chaos outside banks as Greeks try to get their pensions. Officials in Egypt have raised the death toll from a wave of militant attacks that targeted the military in the Sinai Peninsula. An Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My new summer meal's got 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, 4 biscuits, and a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. And it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Last night's fire at a black church in South Carolina does not initially appear to be arson. That's according to a federal law enforcement official who says nothing has been ruled out, though.
We haven't ruled anything in or anything out at this point.
That was Special Agent Craig Chilcott, who also says investigators will leave no stone unturned.
We're going to bring all the assets of federal government to bear to investigate this this fire.
The fire destroyed a church in Greeleyville that had been the target of the Klan 20 years ago. Federal authorities are looking into a series of fires at black churches in the South, but there is no indication they are related. Payroll processor ADP says U.S. businesses added jobs at a robust pace in June, filling 237,000 positions. Americans have spent freely in recent months, and home sales are running at their best pace in 8 years. Construction firms added 19,000 jobs last month, while retail, shipping, and utilities gained 50,000. The government will issue its June jobs report tomorrow. Construction spending posted a solid gain in May. The Commerce Department says total construction increased 0.8% following an even bigger 2.1% advance in April. It is the best showing since October 2008. Today, the Secret Service begins installing sharp metal spikes on the White House fence to discourage potential intruders. Last September, a Texas man armed with a knife was able to climb over the fence and run deep into the executive mansion. In April, a California man was arrested after scaling the fence and getting onto the White House lawn. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at UnionvilleVineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. We're looking at July 1st already today. It's 3:32 in the afternoon. And I want to give you an update on the forecast if you happen to be in the area. This afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 5 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. with a low about 62. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 82 and a slight chance of showers Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 61. Friday, if you may be having a holiday that day, and if it is, mostly sunny with a high of 76 and a low of 62. On Independence Day of Saturday, it is going to be partly sunny with a high near 79 and cloudy on Saturday night with a low about 61, but seems like a great day for a party. Sunday, mostly sunny again with a high of 83 and a low of 62. And then that continues through Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 64. So I just wanted to let you know a little bit about our show today. If you were listening in on the first half of the hour, we had Walter Deutsch, the relationship manager from Unity Bank, speaking about some of the activities that Unity Bank does for the charitable organizations, nonprofits, and for the community. And for the next 15 weeks or so, the first 15 minutes of all Talented People shows are going to be doing 15 minutes of goodness. And we're going to spotlight some of the organizations that they've pulled out that you may be interested in supporting. So I hope you enjoyed that. It was fun learning about them. And now I have our celebrity author. His name is Ken Kamen. Reclaim Your Nest Egg is the book he has out by Wiley. But he also is a go-to man on the markets, money, and so on some of the most prominent television media outlets, including CNN, Fox News. He also is a contributor to Forbes and to many other publications. Ken, are you on the line there?
I'm here.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Ken's a New Jersey resident, just so you know. We're on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and we're streaming across the nation. So this topic actually applies to anyone out there listening. Ken, we're going to talk about some of the dangers of finance and especially the tools on the internet. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I work as president of Mercadian Asset Management. We are a full-service asset management firm handling people's financial needs. I like to say that we watch people's financial backs, everything from financial planning to asset management. And I'm also an author, as you mentioned, of Reclaim Your Nest Egg, Take Control of Your Financial Future.
And you have a topic that you're out and about for the next year or maybe many years ahead, talking about the financial tools of the internet and how they can be so dangerous to someone who doesn't understand what they're doing when they're just searching and looking up things. Let's talk about that. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I think the internet is an absolutely fabulous resource, and I don't think anyone could argue that there is a wealth of knowledge out there. But the problem with the internet is that it's like drinking from a fire hydrant, not a garden hose. There's just so much information that's available to you out there. And what people have to realize is that the internet is the most efficient marketing machine that man has ever created. So when you're out using the internet, you have to make sure that you're using the internet for your purposes rather than being a flunky, if you will, for someone else's purposes and being marketed to with information that's masquerading as impartial. But in quite contrast to that, it's really very pointed with a commerce angle to it.
Mm-hmm. So give us a couple examples of some of the things that you've seen that, or what goes on out there that someone should be aware of.
Well, I mean, it's a macro thing. You know, the whole internet, everything that you do on the internet leaves what I call breadcrumbs of your past experiences out there. So in many cases, you get these optimized experiences that that come to you when you ask Google or Bing or any one of the search engines questions. And how you ask the question, your own bias about how you ask the question, really affects the answers that you get back from it. So I think it's very important for people to realize that while there's a wealth of information out there, what you actually ask for from the internet will really dictate the information that you get. And there's so many free resources out there, and that's fine. But as Tim Cook from Apple is fond of saying, that when you access free information from the web or free apps on your phone, you're not the customer, you're the product. Remember that there's a commerce reason that people and companies are putting out all this free information, and that's to gather the information about you and get their messages in front of you. So many times what you want to do when you look at for information on the web, specifically around financial topics, is to look for things that might have a .edu coming from a educational organization. Or many times you want to find the information on the fifth, sixth, or seventh page of a Google search, because those are the pieces of information that come to you non-optimized, as the industry's called it. There's a whole field of SEO, search engine optimization. And many times the responses you get in the first page of a Google response are there because companies spent a lot of money to optimize to make sure they get on the first page, because they realize people don't spend time going five, six, seven pages deep. So it really requires you to bring something to the research, which is your time and attention to wanting to really understand things, not just get the simple answer. Most people, when they go to the web, are not really seeking wisdom. They're seeking an immediate answer.
Right.
And as it relates to your personal financial future, what you really need to do is be seeking wisdom. You need to be able to go to what I call the oracle, the web, and ask the web the same question in many different ways, so you make sure that the way you're asking the question doesn't create the bias of how you're getting your answers.
That is so true. And, you know, not to forget the auto-populating, you know, when you talk about SEO, search engine optimization, how many years this has been going on? People were paying tons and tons of money on it. And like you said, the footprint in the concrete out there, as far as those who did it on the early end, they did. They modified their marketing around the certain words that people they knew would be predictable. And then they will go now so far as when you put it in, you may misspell it and it will automatically correct you and then guide them back to what they ultimately want. And that may not be anything as to what the person's looking for. And I can just picture what you're saying as far as the dangers of it, because they, you know, marketing has become, you know, amazingly succinct. And that's where people can really get into trouble, especially if they're...
The internet is the most efficient marketing machine that man has ever created.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that people, that's, I think, in many ways even more insidious than the pure marketing nature of a lot of the information on the internet, is that the internet and its promise of quick answers is really insidious in a way, in that it is lulling people into this false sense of confidence that they, whenever they have a question, it will be answered. So they carry around, you know, an iPhone in their pocket or some other device, or they have a laptop. So if it comes up in a conversation, you know, what's the population of Texas, they could go on, because that's when the question came up, and tell you what the population of Texas is. And in planning, especially your financial planning, the questions that are going to come up to you tend to come up only when they present themselves in a way that you didn't necessarily think about it. It's what I call the death of planning. many people in, you know, will look up something for, let's say, long-term care. Their brother-in-law, God forbid, got into an accident and now won't be able to go back to work, and your brother-in-law is now struggling with his income being cut. So it might make you think, oh, do I need long-term care, and what are the benefits of doing that, as just one example. So you'll Google long-term care. Well, you're likely to get back 50 million hits. And then you say, no, I'm long-term care, but I'm only in New Jersey, and I'm a white male, and I'm over 50. And, you know, if you keep, you know, breaking it down, maybe you'll be able to get it down so Google only gives you 600,000 hits from 80 million. But you're still left with very, you know, conflicting, optimized marketing messages in there at a time where you're trying to find very tactical information for your own life. So you got to be careful that, you know, having all this information out there doesn't lull you into this sense of I don't need to plan. Because oftentimes when you need to access the information, you're going to need it quick. It's going to be in a potentially an emotional situation in your life, and you're going to need to find something that's well considered. And many times what you find quickly is not necessarily what's the best for your situation. So you got to be careful that the internet is giving you this false sense of confidence that you don't need to plan.
You always say it so well, Ken, and what you have is just really brought to light a lot of what people just do wrong, and they do it fast, like you said. If someone was interested in having you speak or to their group on this topic matter, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
Well, they could call you at the show, and you can get in touch with me.
Yep.
Or they could reach me at Mercadian Asset Management at 609-689-2318.
Well, Ken, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate your input. It's totally straight on. And just want to let you know that, again, if anybody out there is interested in having Ken speak about this in detail, there's a 1 hour plus presentation time that he's available. And you can get in touch with me, Jeannie Murphy, at Talented People, and we can arrange for you all to meet. So, Ken, I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. And we appreciate your insights today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks, Ken. Take care. All right. Stay with us. We're going to go to our break real quick on Talented People, and then we're going to come back and recap kind of the day, and I'm going to share with you a little bit more information on that upcoming event where New Jersey nonprofits are going to be invited to learn a lot and actually gain CEU credits on the 8th of October. So stay with us. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:43 in the afternoon.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Welcome back to the show. It's about 3:46 on July 1st already. I hope you're ready for our nice holiday weekend. It looks like it's going to be really decent weather for us all the way through. I just wanted to make sure that you, if you were listening out there and save the date on October 8th for the Palace at Somerset Park nonprofit event. It's best business practices. Learn lessons from the leaders. You can register by going to nonprofitsnewnjnonprofits.org. You can read the calendar, the agenda, and you can also see the speakers, including Steve Califer, who is a very prominent Hunterdon County and New Jersey-based resident. He is the founder of Flemington Carnchuck Country. He's also the chairman for the Somerset Patriots. And he is an award-winning filmmaker and a philanthropist known all over the world. He's going to be speaking about what it is that makes a nonprofit a little bit different, and what do philanthropists look for in a nonprofit. There's going to be a wide range of topics, from how to write a grant by Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training. Leah Pontani is the director over there, and she's going to speak about that. We have Ellen Nardoni, who is actually an award-winning nonprofit herself. She has the Paul R. Nardoni fundraiser that actually supports Robert Wood Johnson in the Cancer Treatment Center that used to be at Somerset Medical Center. She's going to speak about what distinctions you can make if you're a nonprofit, and how you can actually gain more supporters because of the fact that there are things you can do. And we can't wait to hear from her. So between all of the speakers and the panel, we hope you'll join us. This is brought to you by Unity Bank, Mariah Media, Jeannie Murphy PR. And again, you can sign up online to learn more about it. I'm going to let you listen to we're kind of reminiscing here, because the Balloon Festival, you know, goes on in the month of July. And I had the privilege of interviewing Eddie Money a couple of years ago. And so I'm going to play the clip for you. So stand by, listen to that. And then we're going to go from 4 to 5 on Talented People Listening to a conversation in studio here. It's going to be an interview with Laura Cummins, who is working at the Hunterdon County Chamber, and tell us all about the events and everything that they got going on. So stay with us.
Medicine without checking the side effects.
Hey, honey. Huh. Well, the good news is my hypertension's gone.
So why would you invest without checking BrokerCheck? Check your broker with BrokerCheck.
Hi, Jeannie Murphy here with Talented People. Okay, I'm here with our client, Renee Rincon, and the star, Eddie Money.
Thank you so much. Ray's the best. Well, he brings the money in. It's going to be a great show. These balloons going up are going to be amazing. What a beautiful night, huh, Jeannie?
It is beautiful.
A rock and roll show. It's a beautiful night. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, Eddie's playing here at the Balloon Festival in Hunterdon County, and I just want to remind everybody that Renee just became our client. He's actually a celebrity TV host. Right. And I want everybody to know that he got this interview because these guys have absolutely known each other. And I say it's not what you know, it's who you know. Right, well, and I know you now. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Jeannie. Huh? I got 2 tickets, but I'm taking everybody. Come on down. Do some shaking, baby.
Take me home tonight?
I don't want to let you go until you see the light. Tell them, Renee.
Eddie, thank you for being with us on Princeton Television.
Yes.
It's a pleasure for us. Uh-huh. One thing I'd like to ask you, and I want our viewers to know, the story when that you told me during an interview with Bill Graham told you, your producer, how to give yourself completely on the stage?
Well, you know what? The most important thing is your fans, you know? You get a little older, you put weight on, you go to the gym, which I hate, but I go anyway. You know, I quit drinking 2 years ago. You got to really take care of yourself. I mean, I'm in my early 60s right now. Your mother loves me. And I don't know. My secret to success is just, you know, work hard. It's always a lot of family shows. Some of these young acts today or the rap acts, you know, Willa Kirsten and stuff like that. That's not the way I was. By the way, we have a lot of friends in Princeton, too. It's a beautiful little city. My daughter used to have a boyfriend in Princeton, so I was there all the time.
Something that worries us, Eddie.
I love New Jersey.
Eddie,
I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan, but I do. No, Bruce is good too, but he ain't my boss.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, we just want you to be inducted there. You have talked to us about it before, right. And that some of the bands that are your friends are not there either.
Right. Well, you know what? There's a lot of great musicians in the past. You get all these acts from the 50s, and then you got these new acts coming up. You know, it's the Hall of Fame. I'm in the Long Island Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where I grew up, so I'm happy with that, with Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand and Kiss. Yeah, it was great. But it would be nice, you know, I'd want to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just for my kids. You know, it's just like, you know, if their father was a baseball player, they wanted to be in the All-Star game. So I always tell everybody, when are you going to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? When I'm in an urn on my wife's fireplace. But you got REO Speedwagon, you got Styx, yes. You got Peter Frampton, you got Survivor, you know, you got Loverboy. There's so many great acts out there. So you just got to wait your turn.
One final question. You're working on your daughter's album. Is that coming out next year?
Well, you know what? Whether she likes it or not, she did a lot of tracks for me. And I hate to turn it to Joe Jackson, but I'm going to use them. You know, she's not on the road. She's back in California. You know, she's like 24. She's getting lazy. I took her car away. She's like a young Eddie Money. I said, how did my mother said to me, someday you're going to have kids just like you. I'm going, what's wrong with that? Now I know.
Thank you so much, Eddie. All right. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. How'd I do? Was it okay? You sure?
You did all right.
Wasn't that fun to listen to? No, not really. My voice was so terrible. Thank God for modern technology and medicine, because that is, I love the reminiscing. I love listening to him. I think he is the funniest guy. The music's always awesome by Eddie Money, and Rene Rincon is always so fun too. So anyway, that was just fun, but my voice, I apologize for. Anyway, so Saul's a Night is back, apparently, in Hunterdon County in Flemington. It's brought to you by these awesome sponsors, you know, ShopRite, Unity Bank, again, Hunterdon Healthcare, PSI, the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, Jake's Restaurant and Bar. And basically, there's food, dancing, vendors, and it's a community night. So it's back Saturday, July 18th, 2015, 4 to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. And it's brought to you by the Hunterdon Hispanos of Hunterdon Helpline as well. So it's a fundraiser to support the programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline. So we hope you'll be there. There also are some sponsorship opportunities. So you can learn more if you call 782-4357. And I'm sure you can look that up by looking up Saul's a Night. Ray Rodriguez and Swing Sabroso is the band that's, I guess, playing that night. And we hope you'll join up and come out for fun. So we're going to end the show real quick with a 5-minute news and weather forecast. And then we're going to start our 4 to 5 hour with Laura Cummins from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. She's going to speak with us about everything that they've got going on, which is always a lot. So stay with us. I hope you're enjoying the show. And if you've got to go, I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Yeah. USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The U.S. and Cuba will restore full diplomatic ties. A U.S. embassy is opening in Havana July 20th. President Obama made the announcement from the White House this morning.
The progress that we mark today is yet another demonstration that we don't have to be imprisoned by the past. When something isn't working, we can and will change.
And he says Congress needs to end economic sanctions on Cuba and allow travel there. The nuclear negotiations with Iran continue in Vienna. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks are moving forward.
We are working very, very hard. We have some very difficult issues, but we believe we're making progress.
Negotiators are hoping to clinch an accord curbing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. But President Obama says Iran must agree to inspections. The deadline has been pushed back to July 7th. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Greece now appears to be giving in to demands from its creditors. It is offering concessions hours after the bailout program expired, even though Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says Europe must stop acting in an undemocratic way. But European officials are ruling out any deal before Sunday's referendum in Greece on whether to accept budget cuts in exchange for European loans. Political scientist Dimitri Sotiropoulos at the University of Athens hopes that Greeks vote yes.
The European Union officials will have to make at least a symbolic, if not a material, move to show to the Greeks that they know that Greeks have suffered a lot over the last 5 years.
Meanwhile, there has been chaos outside banks as Greeks try to get their pensions. Officials in Egypt have raised the death toll from a wave of militant attacks that targeted the military in the Sinai Peninsula. An Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My new summer meal's got 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, 4 biscuits, and a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. And it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Last night's fire at a black church in South Carolina does not initially appear to be arson. That's according to a federal law enforcement official who says nothing has been ruled out, though.
We haven't ruled anything in or anything out at this point.
That was Special Agent Craig Chilcott, who also says investigators will leave no stone unturned.
We're going to bring all the assets of federal government to bear to investigate this this fire.
The fire destroyed a church in Greeleyville that had been the target of the Klan 20 years ago. Federal authorities are looking into a series of fires at black churches in the South, but there is no indication they are related. Payroll processor ADP says U.S. businesses added jobs at a robust pace in June, filling 237,000 positions. Americans have spent freely in recent months, and home sales are running at their best pace in 8 years. Construction firms added 19,000 jobs last month, while retail, shipping, and utilities gained 50,000. The government will issue its June jobs report tomorrow. Construction spending posted a solid gain in May. The Commerce Department says total construction increased 0.8%, following an even bigger 2.1% advance in April. It is the best showing since October 2008. Today, the Secret Service begins installing sharp metal spikes on the White House fence to discourage potential intruders. Last September, a Texas man armed with a knife was able to climb over the fence and run deep into the executive mansion. In April, a California man was arrested after scaling the fence and getting onto the White House lawn. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web